Well, good evening and happy Thursday to you, all of you in Vegas and all around the world. How you doing? You're tuned in to Careers from the Kitchen Table. You know us. We're the show that teaches you how to cook without the cooking. Absolutely. Each and every week we bring you good old home recipes for success. I kid you not. And that's so that you can make your business thrive. Even in these economical times, we want your business to be booming. And you know what? It can be booming. You just got to believe that. You got to, as my friend Asar Lovejoy says, you got to command it. You got to command greatness. You got to command that money, that cash just coming on in. Yes. Oh, who cares about it being a recession? Who says? This has been the best year I've ever had, and let me tell you why. It's strictly because I got rid of that stinking thinking, my friend, and I started just commanding what I wanted. And as Napoleon Hill says, what the mind of a man can conceive and believe, and I like to throw a woman in there too, you know, they can achieve it, and I certainly believe it. And, you know, speaking of achieving, oh, my goodness, I have a fantastic guest that you're going to absolutely love his story, how he got going, and he is truly, truly thriving in his business for sure. Who? His name? Willie Crawford. And Willie was raised on a tobacco farm in North Carolina, living off welfare most of his youth. His family was so poor that he once wore his grandmother's shoes to school while working to earn money to replace his only dilapidated pair. Isn't that something? This built a burning desire, though, in Willie to break away from the poverty and build his own business. You see, Willie worked his way through college, then joined the Air Force, where he traveled to 47 different countries. Did I say 47? I sure did. He traveled to 47 different countries while serving as a navigator on a C-130 transport aircraft. During that time, Willie also learned a little of five different languages. Can you believe that? Five different languages. How awesome in that. In 1996, while still serving in the Air Force in Hawaii, Willie decided to start his own internet-based business. By the time he retired in 2003, get this, Willie had built that into a six-figure part-time income. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six-figure part-time income. Willie is now one of the world's leading internet marketing experts, having spoken at dozens of seminars in the United States, Malaysia, Singapore, and the UK. He's created dozens of information products, written over 1,100 articles and 34 ebooks on e-commerce. He's hosted seminars and now hosts his own radio show several times per week. And can you, all that, and he's still going to add talk show hosts. Isn't that awesome? That is just so cool. Willie has an incredible 1,600 websites. Yes, 1,600, some of which get over 1 million unique visitors per month. Wow. He leverages his knowledge of online marketing and the connections that he developed over the years to help others launch products. Willie often serves as a middleman or a joint venture broker. And he's also executive director of the International Association of Joint Venture Brokers and co-founder of the JV University at thejvuniversity.com. And that's why we have this man here, because he's just all that bag of chips, M&M's on the side, and even more. He is hot. He is sizzling. He's the man. And tonight he has come here to talk to us about joint ventures leveraging other business assets. We're going to talk about how to use joint ventures to grow your business faster, even in a recession. How cool is that? The most common mistakes made in seeking joint ventures, and how to increase your chances of landing a lucrative joint venture. So if you're standing up, sit down, my friend. If you're sitting down, stand up, because this is one you're not going to want to miss. Go grab something to write with so you can take some copious notes, because we got the man. He's here. I'm talking about the Willie Crawford. Hey, hey, Willie.
I'm here, and I'm standing up because that's a big bill to live up to.
Hey, not Harley. How you doing? I'm so thankful you're here.
I am truly blessed. I'm truly blessed because, you know, I've just turned 50, and gone through a number of recent health challenges and stuff, and so I'm truly blessed.
I know.
And honored to be invited onto your show.
Well, thank you. And you know what? I'm glad that you're feeling better, my friend. That's just a double kudos and thank you for you being here, knowing that you've gone through those health challenges. But God is good.
God is good.
Absolutely. And we're thankful and grateful for sure. Well, we're going to be talking about joint ventures today. But before we jump into that, I've given them a little bit about you, just a tad bit, really, when you think about it. But we want to hear a little bit more of your story. You mind sharing just a tad bit with us?
Sure. I grew up on a farm in North Carolina where my mother and father separated when I was about probably 2 or 3 years old. And my mother got the two youngest kids, and my father got the oldest kids. And my mother went away to New England, to Connecticut, where the jobs were better, and I stayed on the farm in North Carolina and picked tobacco. And there's that saying about it takes a village to raise a child. My relatives raised me, basically, and I picked up their values. I picked up their beliefs. I picked up that you get nothing happens until you do something yourself. And so I learned that you had to step out there. I actually wrote a biography in 2002 called Get Off the Porch. It's at getofftheporch.com, where we talked about what it takes just to make life respond to you. And it was a challenge. I mean, life was not easy. Back then, we were in the same recession we're in now,
mm-hmm.
except that it was probably slightly less challenging, but it was millions of business people out of work. And so I had a coach who said, you can share your story with people as to what you're doing and how you did it, and that would inspire and motivate people. And so I wrote a book that the listeners can go to getofftheporch.com and grab the ebook version or the print version if they want, and I'll even autograph it for them.
That's exciting. Okay,
yeah.
So getofftheporch.com.
But it's Git, G-I-T.
Oh, G-I-T. Okay.
Getofftheporch.com.
Got it.
And it's not I'm pushing my book, because it's a print on demand book actually. So when I get orders, I get 100 or 500 orders in. I autograph them and send them out to people who want copies. But it shares how I looked at life in general actually,
mm-hmm.
and viewed life largely as a season, a progression, going through a natural process. And I shared with a lot of people who were struggling back then that, okay, so I went from welfare to a millionaire myself, struggling and with no real role models, anything else.
Mm-hmm.
How to do it. So that's where I came from. That's where I come from.
Yeah, well, you know what? That is amazing because nowadays we have so many different tools. I mean, we have seminars. We have books like what you wrote. We have audios. We have just so many different things out there. So, you know, that is just amazing that you were able to come through that. And I'm going to ask you this. You know, where did that burning desire come from? Because it seemed like you just kept pushing against all odds.
The burning desire itself came from exposure to the fact that other people were doing well and that there was money out there to be made.
Mm-hmm.
After I went into the military and I traveled around other countries, I saw stuff that just blew my mind. I remember first time I was in Korea looking at the fact that the Koreans had planted vegetables in the median, the strips between highways, it's like, wow, these people see the potential and don't give up. That just showed me that if you, you know, recognize what's there, the potential is there, and you just embrace it and don't just give up, because so many of us just say, well, you know, things aren't going my way, and just hang it up. I think that's where that potential came from.
Wow. Well, you know, I know it was not just an easy road, because I've been through my share of getting my business going, and I know it seems like the harder you push for it, the more adversities start to come. You know, it's just like you might as well just already know up front you're going to be getting all kind of challenges and just be prepared to push through them. Wouldn't you agree?
I would absolutely agree. I've studied a lot of, I don't know, a lot of success principles, and one of those is that the harder you push against something, the harder it pushes back.
Mm-hmm.
And so you actually need to sort of let go and let God, you know.
Oh, yeah, one of my favorite ones, absolutely, let go and let God. Okay, so let me ask you this. I think, if I'm not mistaken, one of your first introductions or products for the Internet was a cookbook, is that correct?
That's correct. I came online in 1996, but back then everybody's selling products on how to make money,
mm-hmm.
and even today that's what everybody seems to be selling. But I stepped back and said, so what can I sell that I actually know what I'm talking about? And so I sold my soul food recipes, and I have a soul food cookbook. And when I started marketing that cookbook, other people started noticing the success of that cookbook, and I was invited to speak at a seminar down in the Florida Keys by Dr. Bob Silber. He noticed how well I was doing, and actually he invited me to speak because he wanted to prove that you don't need to sell how to make money products.
Okay.
To be at a seminar. So my first seminar that I ever attended was as a speaker, and it was selling my soul food cookbook. And I was making six figures already from that cookbook.
Ooh, wow.
Teaching people to cook collard greens and macaroni and cheese and stuff.
Oh, my goodness. My husband's pointing. He's listening in the other room saying, get that cookbook. Okay, honey.
I'll send
he would
you
love some collard
copy.
Greens. Thank you, thank you. I accept and receive that. He would be so excited. He'll probably get a call from him, will he?
Yeah.
Okay, he's saying, can I get a home-cooked meal in between all these radio shows up in here? Let's bring it on down to now joint venture. So let's start out, if you don't mind, explaining and identifying exactly, or defining rather, exactly what joint ventures are and why should we use them?
We can do that. Joint ventures are basically noticing that no matter what you do in your home-based business, which is what I teach, that you've got some asset that other people can leverage. You have a list. You have name recognition. You have a reputation. You have website traffic. And other people can tap into that and leverage that. And the thing, especially with the recession right now, is that you have these assets you're not using.
Mm-hmm.
So say you're an eBay power seller and you're selling something on, I don't know, an arthritis bracelet or whatever. You may have sold 10,000 of these bracelets, and you've got this huge database of customers who you know have arthritis, and you've done nothing with them. And so a joint venture really is just saying, wait a minute, I've got 10,000 customers I can offer something else to. And what I do is I teach people to go back to those same customers and offer something else to them. It's nothing more than that. But a joint venture is recognizing that you could be a Main Street jeweler, and you need to recognize that the customers who've all bought from you over the past 5 years are probably wealthier than average, and there's something there. And if you can go back and offer them something new, they'll buy from you. And you can make money from that, and you can leverage that. It's all about leverage, really.
Mm-hmm. All about leveraging.
It
and
is.
So we have lots of assets. Now, go over that again. I know you said your traffic.
Well, website traffic,
mm-hmm.
Name recognition, reputation. Probably the I am in the internet marketing space where for the last 13 years I put my name out there as somebody that you can trust that teaches you how to do different things in internet marketing, and people trust me. So my name itself is a huge, huge asset, and it's just recognizing what assets you have. So website traffic, name recognition, reputation, all those things are assets that you can leverage and that other people are perfectly willing to pay you money to tap into. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so what was your first joint venture? Just curious.
My first joint venture was my very first joint venture was I was at Dr. Bob Silber's seminar in the Florida Keys, and
mm-hmm.
a friend named Marty Foley suggested to me that we cross-promote each other on stage. And so on stage, I mentioned Marty's product, which I actually did use, and he mentioned my product, which we use, and we made sales from that. My second joint venture was I was on a internet marketing forum called the Warrior Forum, and someone approached me and showed me an e-book that they'd written and asked me if I thought it had any potential. I read the e-book. It was called Success Alert, and the young man's name was John Evans. He's over in the U.K., and I read this e-book and thought, wow, this is really, really good. And so I just contacted a few of my friends and said, you guys need to look at this. And they looked at it and thought, well, how do we promote it? And I arranged with John to give them 50% commission off of any sales of the e-book. And I think it made like $60,000 in the first 30 days. And,
wow.
And John gave me a percent commission.
Mm-hmm.
But the e-book itself is called Success Alert. Your listeners can look it up now and check it out. But but that was 5 years ago, so the e-book itself is old. You know. But that was my first joint venture and the first one that I actually brokered.
That's amazing. Now, who first got you into doing this, the joint ventures now? Introduced you to that?
There was a young man named Jason Cox
mm-hmm.
who he was working with a copywriter. God, I can't remember his name now. But he was working with a copywriter, and he got the idea that if I can get people lined up and doing deals, I can take a percentage commission off of all of their deals. And so JJ set things up, and he sent me a copy of his course, and I started testing his theories. And he taught some fairly simple stuff. He taught that you just take, say, an e-book, and you, instead of asking people to download and print it out, you just print it out yourself and FedEx it to them. And he even showed how you place like a seal on the cover letter, and you gave them all the stuff they needed to get started. And so it was Jason Cox that actually really got me started. And Jason was probably 18 at the time. But he taught me how to get started with joint venture brokering. And I am a JV broker now, which is a middleman, somebody that spots opportunities and tells people, go do this, and you'll make money from it.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Okay, so that's good. So you kind of bring the joint venture partners together.
Yes, mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm. A lot of local, even local businesses, they don't recognize, and I think you've talked to my friend David Preston.
Yeah, I like David, yeah.
Yeah, David's actually one of my students. But you spot opportunities that people don't notice. I have another friend, his name is Sohail Khan. He's over in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Sohail contacted a business that was selling a book, an e-book actually, and he said, "You guys need to do like a video version of this book because the e-book itself is great, but it's hard to understand and to follow. Why don't you do like a video where you show people and step them through step by step how to do it?" And they said, "Well, what do you have in mind?" He said, "Well, I've already done a video for you." And he sent it over to them and said, "Why don't you mail your database and offer this to them?" And they said, "Well, we've got like 400,000 customers." And Sohail made over $1 million in sales.
Ooh.
Of the video.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody listening to the call can Google the name Sohail, S-O-H-A-I-L, Khan, and check him out. But he made over $1 million from selling videos of a product that was already on the market. And all he really recognized was that there's these people who felt overwhelmed by just reading the book and didn't know how to do it. So he just said, "Let me show you how to do it." It was that simple. And he's actually a business partner of mine now. I'm amazed at the partners that I find that come to me. But I guess after a dozen years, people do that.
Yeah. Well, they trust you.
Well,
they respect you. They know your worth.
Mm-hmm. Earned. Trust is something that's earned because I honestly don't trust 95% of the people I come across on the internet. They say things that they make promises that they can't back up, you know?
Oh, that is so big. And you get tired of that. You know, after a while, you're like, okay, who do I trust in this? And especially nowadays, Willie, people are, you know, they're taking their money and they're holding on to it tight, and they want to know that they can trust the person that they give this to. They want to know that it's not all hype, you know what I mean, that the person is being for real with them, and let them know.
Absolutely.
You know, don't tell me it's going to be a piece of cake and I'm not going to have any challenges if that's not the case. And so many people feel that way. They just want to know the truth. You know, were you like that at first when you got started?
I wasn't like that myself because back when I first got started, there weren't so many people making these huge promises. But
mm-hmm.
I fairly early on came across people who were ripped off. I remember a gentleman in his 80s from
mm-hmm.
Jacksonville, Florida, who was in network marketing, and he was offered guaranteed traffic to his site. I told him, okay, we'll send you, 20,000 visitors to your webpage, and a certain percentage will be, open to your network marketing opportunity. And what they basically did was they generated traffic to his website, but these people had absolutely no interest in what he was offering. And so as the people clicked away from the webpage they were on, a pop-up would show his website. So they delivered the traffic, but absolutely 0% of the people had any interest in what he was selling. So nobody even filled out the form. And I have a second friend. I won't mention his name, but he's a internet marketing guru.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to a company that promised him traffic too, and what they said was, we can get this traffic to you very fast. And what they did was they went to a pay-per-click company, and bought traffic and took about a fourth of the money that he paid them to generate additional clicks to his site. So he saw the additional traffic very fast, but soon it was gone, and he and I talked about this, and he said, you know, all they did was really just take a fourth of the money that I paid them, which was thousands of dollars, and just generate a couple extra clicks for me each hour and make it look impressive, but it wasn't really impressive because there weren't people interested in what I had to sell. I've seen a lot of rip-offs over the years, and I'm adamant right now about not ripping people off, you know, about taking care of my customers.
Absolutely. I love that about you. Yeah, because customer service is a big pet peeve for me. Hey, we're going to give you a chance to sip on some water, my friend, and take a quick break. And we'll be back after a few commercials just to let you know you are tuned in to Careers from the Kitchen Table, where we teach you how to cook without the cooking, giving you some good old home recipes of success. Today, our featured guest, expert, is Willie Crawford. And we'll be back with more from Willie as we really dig deep into joint venturing this next half hour. So stay there. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back, right after this commercial break.
Don't touch that dial. There's still more to learn about the fascinating business opportunities that await you. We'll be right back with the Careers from the Kitchen Table Home Business Opportunity Radio Show. Right after these messages.
Your core beliefs may be running the wrong thoughts. Your core beliefs can be changed. Your core beliefs can be switched off. Your core beliefs can be harnessed and directed to work for your good, for your benefit, and for your happiness. Yes, they can be controlled. Yes, they can be changed. Learn how when you read the book, Conditioned Responses. Order the book now and change your life. Order the book by renowned author Sarah Simmons. Go to www.sarahsimmons.com.
The secret to money is having money. If you ain't got enough money, then you need money. You draw more of what you got nothing. You draw more of nothing. You need to be a money magnet. You need the power of attraction. You need a magic jumpstart to jumpstart your money flow. Money don't flow to the negative feelings. Money don't flow downward. Money flows where the gravity is strong. Use tools to help retrain your brain, your mind, and money flow. Follow the system in the Money Manifestation Kit. Simple and easy is the best. Don't print money. Draw money. Manifest money now. Go to www.gtbroadcasting.com, click menu, then click on the Money Manifestation Kit and order now.
When you master your thoughts, you master your circumstances. You have the power to create whatever you desire, right here, right now. You have stored inside you all the powers you need to control your life and circumstances. There is a switch to turn the powers on. There is a key to activate the powers. There is a process, a blueprint you can follow to change your thoughts. There is a way to position specific thoughts in your mind and thought streams. You have the power. You just need to learn how the mind thinks. You just need to understand the thought process and harness its power. You need to change your thoughts to change your circumstances. Learn how now. Order the book by renowned author Sarah Simmons. Thought, the vehicle of creation. Go to www.sarahsimmons.com.
Welcome back. And now, here's more great home-based business ideas with Raven Blair Davis.
Welcome back, everyone. We are so glad you're here joining us tonight as we are with a true, true expert and a guy that speaks from the heart. He's definitely someone you can trust in, and he knows the internet game. He also knows about joint ventures, and that's what we're talking about tonight. His name is Willie Crawford, and you just hang tight. Willie's going to give you some more websites that you can plug into him and to find out more, buy his books, and really learn from this man, study this man, because he is just awesome. I do want to take a quick moment and say to Well, let me just, this will probably be heard on the recording, but we are having a little technical challenges at KLAV, so you're not able to listen online, but no problem because Lauren and the rest of the staff will get me the audio so that you can listen to this by going to careersfromthekitchentable.com. I'm quite sure we'll have it up there by sometime tomorrow or Saturday, so just stay plugged in. And Willie will let you know, right, Willie?
I certainly will, and technical challenges are a part of doing business on the Internet.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one thing for sure, and I'll definitely let everyone know as well. So we're going to jump back in because this next half an hour is going to be pretty quick. So both Willie and I are tightening up our seatbelts here, and, you know, we're getting ready to really talk about exactly how you can begin to start doing some joint ventures like Willie has. And I know, Willie, I've done some, and it has been incredible. You know, just a great pleasure to joint venture with people like Alex Mendozian and Stu McLaren, Jeanette Cates, Terry Levine are just been some of the ones. I guess I have to come your way next, my friend.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. Now, you're primarily an email marketer. What's involved in setting up joint ventures in email marketing, Willie?
Well, the thing with email marketing is that the large list owners have spent sometimes years building up their database of subscribers, of customers. And so we are very protective of our databases because I think that is probably my most valuable asset. And so when you approach me and want to do a joint venture, which often is just you asking me to do a mailing recommending your product to my customers, you have to ask the what's in it for me question. You have to answer, why would I promote your product over competitors' products? Why would I promote your product over my own products? For example, I personally have over a dozen pieces of software that I sell. So why would I stop promoting my software, stop promoting my e-books and things to promote your product? You have to answer that question, and that's the big one. It's the what's in it for me, why your product over something else, and that's what you have to step back and look at. You have to look at it from the perspective of your joint venture partner and answer that question of what's in it for me, why should I promote your product over something else?
Good question. That's a big question, too.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm. Now, people are protective of their lists. Regardless, well, of course, the bigger the size, more so, but regardless, because, you know, you're promoting to your list and you don't want to be promoting to them every single day with somebody else. So you have to be careful, and you got to know that you can trust the person that you're letting your list know about, right?
Absolutely. In fact, the biggest shortfall that I've noticed is customer service. A lot of people will sell products, and as soon as I send my customers over to you, often I've noticed that the list owner doesn't provide adequate customer service. And what really happens is I have a friend, for example, John Reese is a friend who sold a product called Traffic Secrets back in 2005, and he made $1 million in 18 hours. So what he did was he sold 1,000 copies of a $1,000 product in 18 hours, basically. I think 1,000 times 1,000 is $1 million. And what happened there was he had made friendships over the years, and he got enough people to have their best customers raise their hands and say, yeah, I'm willing to spend $1,000 to grow my business. And those 1,000 customers all went over and got off my list, basically, and joined John's list.
Oh.
And
That's not good. Okay.
Well, it's okay as long as I don't have a scarcity mentality.
Okay.
But they went over and joined his list, but, you, as a potential joint venture partner, have to acknowledge that I'm asking my big spenders to raise their hands and say, okay, I'm one of your big spenders on your list, and I'm going to go over and join this other person's list by buying his product. And at that point, I become that person's customer. And that's the way I look at it now. I sell huge products, actually. If your listeners look up the name Bill Bartman, Bill's a billionaire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know Bill. I know who he is anyway. Yeah, absolutely.
And his biggest price product is $100,000. It's his billionaire university course for businesses. And I sell Bill's product. You know. But I'm taking my very best customers and saying, go join this other person's list.
Mm-hmm.
No, and it's acknowledging that I'm taking my very best customers and sending them to someone else, and that's okay. But I actually would like to be paid a commission off of every sale that person makes from then on. I want a lifetime commission. I want commissions off anything they purchase.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, for sure. And is that, like, one of the rules of thumb, so to speak, or no?
My friend Rich Sheffrin, he taught me that when a major product launch is done, that you actually do need to make sure you've tapped into the stream of the new customers generated, the customers who are spending the most money, that all these large list owners have basically asked their best customers to raise their hands, stand up, line up, and go over and buy something, and that you need to somehow have access to that list. So yes, that is rule of thumb. It's not a – your listeners are hearing something that probably they'll hear nowhere else. But, yes, you want to have access to the database, to the list of buyers.
Well – I got to ask you this because I got a feeling that a lot of the listeners are, you know, absolutely wondering this. When someone is brand new,
okay,
and they've just did their first product, they really don't have a whole lot of subscribers, Willie. Is this something they should even consider, or should they just sit back and wait until things get better for them?
When they're launching a brand new product, it's a challenge for them. The challenge is its credibility.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a product that is unlike anything else that's already out there, that potential joint venture partners can look at and see that their customers would buy, yes, it is something they should look at. But if it's just a me too product, you know, if what happens too often is that somebody will read two or three ebooks and go, well, I can write an ebook on this topic now.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the right thing to do, because those people aren't really experts. So it's about authenticity too. It's about offering the world and sharing with the world what you are a real expert on. And that's a challenge. That's a challenge because you can't go out there and say, well, I'm selling an ebook on, I don't know, lower back pain, and I've read five books on it, but I don't know anything about it. No one's going to buy from you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an authenticity issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so number one, people really, really – should consider what niche they're doing, and then really get out there in Facebook, Twitter, and meetup groups, and just really get their name out there as the person that knows about what they're doing, huh?
Or at least
they're interviewing, maybe like me. I know when I started out, you know, I was just a telemarketer, so I knew and I learned this from Alex Mendozian in taking his course, Teleseminar Secrets, that if you're not an expert, you interview other experts, you know, to help build your expertise.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Alex, I think, called that being a reporter.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the expert, but
mm-hmm.
you share the knowledge of the expert.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex is a friend of mine. Yeah, you have to actually pick a very narrow space
mm-hmm.
that you are going to be the expert in. And it doesn't matter what it is. It can be teleseminars. It can be email marketing. It can be lower back pain or raising orchids or whatever, or, you know, getting rid of mold crickets in your grass or whatever. But you have to pick a very narrow space, and then you have to prove to the world that you are the expert on that. And that's not always easy. It's not always easy.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a moment, because it really isn't always easy. So you say you got to prove to the world that you are an expert, so that when you go to these joint venture partners, if you don't have a huge list, they can see at least you build up a credible name, right?
Right.
So what are, just off the top of your head, maybe two or three things that a person can kind of go from zero to hero as being an expert in there?
Getting content out there that has your name on it. You know, if you're saying you're an expert on lower back pain, then you need to have articles or videos interviews that you've done on the topic, so that when somebody types in a phrase in the search engines that describes a problem that you're teaching them to solve, that your name pops up first.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
It's search engine optimization. It's getting your name out there. I mean, if anybody on the call right now were to type in joint venture expert, I have absolutely, positively no doubt that my name would pop up in the top three on Google, because I am a joint venture expert.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because I've written so many articles, I've done so many interviews, there's audios, there's videos, there's probably 50 articles out there on joint ventures that I've done, and that's one of the secrets. It's creating content would be the biggest key there. But it's when people start looking around at who are the experts, and they see who's written the most on the topic, that in itself makes you an expert. Number two would be other people saying that you're an expert. You know, it's like you can all day yell and scream, I'm the world's leading expert on creating pizza, but until somebody else starts declaring you're the world's expert on creating pizza, and if, especially if it's, you know, some leading pizza expert, then you're not the expert. So that's social proof. So you need to somehow figure out how to get other people to say things about you that you want to say about yourself. And it's not really that hard, but It takes some work, though.
You do have to get out there and find out, you know, Google, find out what you need to do, find out as much as you can on the topic, and, you know, maybe have a webinar or a teleseminar and invite some people there so that people start building up your name, huh?
Yeah, I flew C-130 transport airplanes. You mentioned that in my intro for a while, and when I first started, there was a major that I was a young lieutenant, and everybody was bragging about how good he was at getting an airplane to around thunderstorms. He could look at his radar and see ahead of the plane and pick your way around them big, huge cumulonimbus clouds and not get struck by lightning and stuff and get around it. And the only reason that happened was because he was always telling people how good he was. So I learned from that you actually do have to toot your own horn.
And not be shy about it. Mm-hmm.
Not be shy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned from that a lot, because I was probably every bit as good as he was at what I did, because actually he was one of my instructors. And yet nobody talked about how good you were unless you put the word out and got people talking about you. And it's that way online, too. You need to put out press releases. You need to get the word out that you are one of the world's leading experts on whatever.
Yeah, and now that we have blogging, you know, it's easy to do that. We do have articlewriting.com. So actually nowadays it's a lot easier than it used to be because you have so many different ways, you know, things you can do. You can go to your local meetup groups and say, hey, you know, can I be one of the speakers here? This is what I teach, you know. So people just have to be willing to do the work and also, you know, do the research.
Yeah, I am one of the world's leading internet marketing experts. And people talk about that all the time. But I go to the local Glacier Kennedy Inner Circle group where I'm often the founder of the group. Often, you know, says, so here's Willie Crawford. He's a multimillionaire who does this and that. And that's okay. But I also host my own radio shows. I also do 100 other things that say, I'm one of the world's leading experts. I help the founder of JB Alert to launch his site, and so every time he does a seminar, he pushes me. And I mentioned the Warrior Forum earlier. Alan Says has 160,000 members now, I guess. He mentions that I'm one of the world's leading experts in internet marketing. So it's more about getting other people to say how good you are at what you do than you saying it, because
it goes further.
Mm-hmm. It goes further, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's social proof. It carries no weight for you to say that you do it or your mother to say you do it. But if you can say that you do it, if you get others to say you do it, then and say how good you are, then that's huge. That's huge.
Absolutely, absolutely. And always, like you said earlier, and I'm a big, big, big advocate of that, always make sure you give great customer service, because that's going to take you a long ways.
Well, I've just witnessed so many people struggling to build online businesses who didn't really have a lot of money in the first place, and they invested money in things that didn't work out for them. So I wrote out the saying, no man has a right to play with another man's dream, and I have that above my desk right now.
I like that.
It's like if I know somebody's only got an extra $200 a month to invest in a business, then I have absolutely no right to take their money knowing that what I'm taking it for isn't going to work. Mm-hmm. So I don't sell anything that doesn't work. And I'm a joint venture broker, so I help a lot of people to launch products. But before I even touch a product, I look at the product inside and out. I look at their advertising. I look at their websites. I look at everything involved and ask, is this going to, can this work? And my personal ethical system, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what you have to stick with. I like that. I like it. You're giving us some really good golden nuggets, and we are speaking with none other than Willie Crawford. And Willie is here talking to us about joint ventures. You're listening to KLAV out of Las Vegas, baby. We're in Las Vegas, Willie.
Yeah.
How exciting. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and throw one more question at you. Then we're going to take just a quick break and come back and wrap it up with the last two, okay?
Okay.
So we just have a quick minute on this. But who promotes these product launches and why would they?
Well, who promotes these product launches are people who have built up large email lists for the most part, and the reason they would promote it is that they know that they'll make more money promoting that than promoting their own products or services.
Mm-hmm. So it's got to be a win-win for everybody.
It's got to be a win-win for them, for their customers, and for the product owner. And so it's having a product that there's absolutely no question that the market wants, first of all. You know?
Okay.
That's the biggie.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? We're going to come right back and another chance to sip on some water. How cool is that? I think I'll grab me some this time. In fact, I think I'm going to get me some. Ooh, mocha. Yes. Go to sippinghealthycoffee.com. So next week you can have you some mocha or some latte, or if you like it chocolate, you can have it that way, nice and strong and hot. But you know what? It's not just coffee. It's healthy coffee. Go to sippinghealthycoffee.com. My name is Raven Blair Davis. I'm visiting with Willie Crawford, and we're going to be back right after this commercial break.
Don't touch that dial. There's still more to learn about the fascinating business opportunities that await you. We'll be right back with the Careers from the Kitchen Table Home Business Opportunity Radio Show. Right after these messages.
Your core beliefs may be running the wrong thoughts. Your core beliefs can be changed. Your core beliefs can be switched off. Your core beliefs can be harnessed and directed to work for your good, for your benefit, and for your happiness. Yes, they can be controlled. Yes, they can be changed. Learn how when you read the book, Conditioned Responses. Order the book now and change your life. Order the book by renowned author Sarah Simmons. Go to www.sarahsimmons.com.
The secret to money.
Welcome back. And now, here's more great home-based business ideas with Raven Blair Davis.
Okay, welcome back. And we're glad you're here. And we are talking to Willie Crawford, and he is just, oh, he's the man when it comes to internet and joint ventures and getting products and selling them. And, you know, Willie, our time has flown by. We actually got a chance to ask you one more question, and then I want you to share with people real quickly how they can find out more about you, okay? So my final question to you is, okay, we've built our name up, we've got our niche, we've got respect out there, we're walking the walk and talking the talk as an expert, and we have other people saying we are the expert in this. But now we're trying to convince list owners with lists of 5,000 to 400,000 to email and promote our products. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So what can we say to these people when we email them real quickly?
Well, you're asking me what's in it for me question. You're asking me why should they – a lot of these list owners actually have access to programmers, to writers, to people who could create a product similar to what you're trying to sell. And you're trying to get them to promote your product. So you ask the question, why should I promote your product over my own product? And the answer has to be, I'll take better care of your customers. I'll make you look better to your customers. My product's superior. My customer service is superior. And those are all things that you have to bear in mind and convey to them. And often you also have to offer them a decent percentage commission. It's not uncommon in the world of digital products to offer a 50, even 60% commission to these list owners. So you just have to bear that in mind. You have to acknowledge that they have lots of other options, and a lot of people that I deal with don't seem to acknowledge that these list owners they don't need your product. They don't need you or your product. They could promote other things, including their own products or services. So you just need to bear that in mind.
That's a good thing. Okay, one final one, and that's what mistakes do people make in seeking email joint ventures? And after you answer that, go ahead and give us information on how we can connect with you.
The biggest mistake they make is just assuming that it's all about the money. It's not about the money. When I promote a product, I'm asking myself, okay, so I've spent 13 years building a database of customers,
mm-hmm.
and I want to know, what are my customers going to think about me a year from now, and what's going to cause me to lose list members? And so it's not about the money. It's about taking care of my customers. It's about delivering tremendous value to my customers.
All right. Well, I don't want to cut you off, but I definitely don't want to leave here, and I'm hearing that we just got a matter of seconds. Where can they find you, Willie?
They can find me on Twitter. Twitter is probably the biggest one. Twitter, twitter.com/Willie Crawford. twitter.com/Willie Crawford. They can also find me at williecrawford.com/blog, B-L-O-G, 2. And either place, they can read my rambling.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to make sure we have it on our site, too, at careersfromthekitchentable.com, a couple links so they can find you. I want to thank you from my heart for being on, especially since you weren't been feeling well, and wish just that you just feel fabulous from here on. I appreciate all of you for listening. I definitely appreciate you, Willie, for being here. Thank you.
If you're an inspiring entrepreneur, make careers from the kitchentable.com saved in your favorites on your personal computer. And keep listening to the show that will leave you living on Easy Street. That's careers from the kitchentableradio.com.
Weather is brought to you by HP. Today, sunny, high 80, low 57. Tomorrow, sunny, high 84, low 58. For a limited time, select HP Ink Cartridge Multipacks. Have extra ink, stock up today, and print 10% more pages for 0% more money. For details, visit hp.com/go/10%.
Las Vegas leads the nation in foreclosures. Our unemployment rate is above the national average. But here at the radio station, things are fine. In fact, we're hiring. Birkin Broadcasting and its three Las Vegas properties are looking for sales reps. No experience necessary, but a sales background is helpful. And if you're bilingual, that's a big plus. Call Robin at 796-1230. That's 796-1230. Birkin Broadcasting is looking for you. Call Robin at 796-1230.
Oh, no. They're gonna stop me.
Did you know Metro hired 800 new traffic patrol officers just to give tickets? If you received a traffic ticket, citation, DUI, warrant, or just not sure, call the new 1230 Radio Tear Your Ticket Service. We send our attorneys to Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Henderson, Boulder City, Pahrump, and the surrounding areas. We go to court for you. No waiting in line. No traffic school. No points. We can quash your warrants. And we even have payment plans. Tear your tickets now. Before you're arrested. Call Helen at 796-1230. That's 796-1230. Tear your tickets now. The new 1230 Radio Tear Your Ticket Service. Call 796-1230. That's 796-1230. Tear your tickets now. Any telecommunication provider can connect you to the world, but only Exela can do it from around the corner. Exela is the only local provider of full telecommunications and network solutions for business, internet, voice, data, all backed by 24-hour support by real people right here in Las Vegas. For a limited time, Exela proudly offers 15% off all data services for business. Just mention you heard this ad on KLAV and the savings are all yours. But you better act quickly. This exclusive offer won't last forever. So whether your business needs high-speed internet, telephone service, hosting, co-location, phone systems, or high-bandwidth data solutions, Exela offers it all. We're the full-service provider that gives you everything. Except the hassles of dealing with an international conglomerate, that is. Connect globally. Start locally. Contact Exela at 888-2000, AAA-2000, or go to ExelaCom.com today.
Hi, this is Alex, friend of Putin.
Hi, I'm King Ron.
And I am the Smoker Man, Rob.
We are the voices of high vibrations. In our show, we talk about UFOs, alien life forms, spirituality, and other unearthly subjects.
You have questions. We have the answers. We will reprogram your DNA. You will know the truth here on Higher Vibrations.
Join us in intelligent and stimulating conversation every second Thursday at 9 p.m. and streaming live on KLAV 1230am.com. See you there.
Start your weekdays feeling happy, healthy, and terrific with Duke and the Doctor, the number one health talk show in the nation, weekday mornings 6 to 8. Then, it's the Staying Healthy Show with Jeff Burke, brought to you by Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho in Charleston, in the Town and Country Center. Think healthy, be healthy, stay healthy with Duke and the Doctor at 6 and Staying Healthy at 8, only on KLAV, the health talk of Las Vegas.
Join author Gary Mahoney for his new show, The Last Cookie Club. Based on his book, The Last Cookie Club focuses on food issues and the real reasons why people overeat. As someone who's dealt with eating addiction his entire life, Gary Mahoney has investigated dozens of weight loss programs and treatments. For real solutions and hope, tune in to The Last Cookie Club.
The Last Cookie Club, Tuesday afternoon at 4, only on KLAV.
Hi, this is Kenny Chesney for RAV. There are a lot of things we have no control of in life, but that doesn't include drunk driving. Be smart. If you drink, don't drive. Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
You're listening to KLAV Las Vegas.